Turning now to Europe, Eurostar trains between Britain and France resumed today after 3 days of cancellations because of heavy snow. But severe weather conditions continue to cause travel chaos throughout Europe. Central and Northern Europe have been brought to a virtual standstill after record snowfall, and authorities are warning people to limit all unnecessary travel. In Britain, many airports returned to normal after snow and ice forced closures today, but knock-on delays and cancellations are expected to last until tomorrow. We spoke to forecaster at the British Met Office, Barry Grommet, about the weather for the next few days and the prospects of a white Christmas.
It's going to stay pretty cool, I have to say. You know, not a return to temperatures in the mid-teens at the moment. Pretty much wherever you are, really, I think. You know, if you're down in the Mediterranean, of course, things are looking pretty good. Temperatures are already like sort of into the high teens again today. But across much of northern parts of Europe, things are certainly colder, but certainly still warming up from what they have been over the last few days. For Britain and Ireland, I think we're going to be really looking to the north for any chance of a white Christmas. As soon as you get above northern England, so across the Pennines and northwards, then there is a chance that the showers that may fall on Christmas Day could well be of snow. Further south, it rather looks a different picture. It looks as though it's likely to dawn white in the morning, but simply because there's going to be a lot of frost about. I mean, obviously the snow that's fallen is still around, but any snow falling on Christmas Day across southern parts of England and Ireland are probably like going to be very much reduced.